time to play one of our favorite Fool Radio games. It's called Sell Me a Stock, a game where you try to sell me on that favorite stock of yours. And while we call the game Sell Me a Stock, we should point out that we won't be buying your stock. We may like your stock, we may not like your stock, we may not even know about your stock, but none of that is important because we're not evaluating your stock performance in this game. We're evaluating your sales pitch. In short, we want to know if you've done your homework. So we could also call this game Show Me Your Homework, but let's face it, Sell Me a Stock is a lot more catchy. You'll have 22 seconds to sell me on your stock. I'll then ask you a question or two and decide whether you take home a full ball cap. To play Sell Me a Stock, give us a call now. The phone number is 866-NPR-FOOL. Let's go to Matt in Columbia, South Carolina. Matt, welcome to the Motley Fool Radio Show.
Hey, how are you doing today?
You ready to sell me a stock?
Yes, I am.
Matt, how would you rate, ahead of time here, how would you rate your skills as a salesperson?
Reasonably good.
Reasonably good. That sounds positive, and I think being positive is a big part of being good at sales.
Yes, sir.
Let's find out. What is the name and ticker symbol of your stock, Matt?
American Superconductor, AMSC on NASDAQ.
Okay, good. AMSC on the NASDAQ. I've heard of the company. Matt, how does American Superconductor make money? By the way, this is not part of our game. We're just doing our due diligence here. How does this company make money?
They don't yet.
Well put.
They don't make profits yet. What they're doing is producing superconducting machinery and transmission equipment.
And we'll leave it right there for now, but you've answered the question. That was the key. Let me ask you as well, do you or any family members work for American Superconductor?
No, sir.
Okay, Matt, well, I'm going to put 22 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Matthew from Columbia, South Carolina, sell me a stock.
American Superconductor, superconducting products to improve energy transmission reliability and efficiency, as well as vastly smaller motors and generators with extremely high efficiency. They're disciplined with zero debt, market cap at $245 million, $119 million in total assets with $44 million in cash, $13 million in total liabilities. 12-month rolling earnings per share has been increasing steadily over the last 8 quarters.
And there's the buzzer. Matt, you fit a lot into 22 seconds. Congratulations. You've certainly interested me. Let me ask you about American Superconductor. Do you consider this company to be the leader, the number one in this field or in any aspect of this field?
If they aren't the leader, they're tied. They are up at the top.
Tied with whom?
I'm not familiar enough with the worldwide market.
All right. I want to pin down on that point right there. First of all, Matt, you take home a full ball cap because you brought a lot of information to this show, an interesting company, and you've clearly done your homework. However, what I'd like to encourage you to do before really buying a stock like this one, I think it's important to round out your understanding of how American Superconductor fits in the greater context of its industry and really the world outside its industry. So you've brought a lot of knowledge expressed very tersely in those 22 seconds, but I think that you need to be able to tell us who the competition is and explain to me why this company is better positioned than its competition.
That sounds like a fair assessment.
And in no way do I mean to suggest you don't have any knowledge there. I'm sure you do. But I think that's the key question when thinking about a company like American Superconductor. You need to know, how do they win? And to know how they win, you need to know who they're going to beat.
That's true.
Matt, thank you very much. You walk away winner on this show. We appreciate your effort.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
The phone number is 866-NPR-FOOL. We're playing Sell Me a Stock. If you have a stock you want to sell me on, give us a call. The number again, 866-NPR-FOOL. Let's go to Dennis in St. Louis, Missouri. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Are you ready to play Sell Me a Stock, Dennis?
Sure thing.
Dennis, what is the name and ticker symbol of your stock today?
Anheuser-Busch, and the ticker symbol is BUD.
B-U-D, that's right. I think a lot of us know the answer to this next question, but I'm asking it anyway. How does Anheuser-Busch make money?
Anheuser makes money by selling beer to the public and snacks from Eagle Brand snack foods.
Ah, subtle point. Lost on many. Finally, Dennis, do you or any family members work for Anheuser-Busch?
No, but I had a grandfather who retired there.
Okay, fair enough. Full disclosure, thank you, sir. Let's put 22 seconds up on the clock. Dennis, are you ready?
Sure thing.
Sell me a stock.
Anheuser-Busch. Held it for over 20 years. One share has become eight. For each share that I held, that is eight shares now. $25 investment became $400. And as my grandfather told me, when times are good, people drink. When times are bad, people drink. And when times are mediocre, people still drink.
Very good with extra time left on the clock, but I think you got your point across well. It always does help to have had a long-term investment, as a salesman anyway, to be able to say that you use and love the product.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a stock that has done very well over the long term. More recently, not so hot over the last couple of years. Do you have any reason to explain why Anheuser-Busch is down over the last year, Dennis? Have you followed the company in that regard?
Yeah, actually, they've been doing a lot of, I believe, restructuring. Currently, their warehouses, they're going to an automated system. And I think a lot of that, they're paying out old employees. I can't say that for sure, but I do know, being in the St. Louis area, a few of the people that were setting up the programs, and most of their forklift and warehousing is becoming automated. So they've been cutting staff and, you know, lowering their costs in that way. Mm. So that may have been one-time charges against them, and now that they're going to start reaping the benefits over time.
Dennis, you are a winner on this show. I like a few of the points that you made. The first is you identified Eagle Brands, which is, you know, one of those side businesses. We sometimes forget, for example, that, I don't know, Sara Lee owned Coach Leather, or that Anheuser-Busch, in this case, owned Eagle Brands. I also like the local scuttlebutt. It's always great to talk to somebody who's following their local company and maybe has a few observations about what's happening with employees that I wouldn't, as an investor, quite distant from St. Louis. So, Dennis, congratulations. You've provided a very good company name to this show, a stock that has done well even over the last 5 years. I don't want to diss Bud here. Over the last 5 years, the stock is up about 40%, with the market down 20% over that time. So we're talking about a good long-term investment, and Dennis, you did a good job selling us a stock.
Excellent. Thank you. It was a pleasure to be on the show.
Thank you, sir. The phone number is 866-NPR-FOOL. We're playing Sell Me a Stock on the Motley Fool Radio Show. Let's next go to Vermilion, South Dakota. Leroy is on the line. Leroy, welcome to the show.
Hi.
We're going to wind the clock up 22 seconds to sell us the stock. Leroy, are you ready?
Yes.
What is the name of your company?
It's Canon.
And the ticker symbol?
CAJ on the New York Stock Exchange.
It's the Canon that makes cameras and copiers that we're talking about,
yes.
Right? And this is a computer peripherals company. This is really a diversified electronics,
yes,
manufacturer. Do you or any family members, Leroy, work for Canon?
No.
Okay. Let's put 22 seconds on the clock for you, Leroy. Are you ready?
Yes.
On your mark, get set, sell me a stock.
Canon has about several thousand patents, key patents, on the interactive connection between photocopying and digital photography. I liked what I heard about their CEO, who had worked for 25 years
All right, 22 seconds goes awfully quickly, doesn't it, Leroy?
20 seconds.
You know, I'm going to actually give you an opportunity. I'm going to ask you, you recently heard the CEO say something you liked. What did
yes.
he say?
He said, first of all, that he had been 25 years he's a Japanese businessman, engineer trained. He worked 25 years in the U.S. offices, realized that there were improvements, major improvements that could be done with Canon in the business management, and he emphasized this resource of so many key patents that it looked to me like he had quite a vision of over the long run.
Fair enough. Now let me ask you, Leroy, are you a lawyer or do you feel competent to actually look over somebody's patents and determine whether or not they're solid?
I'm not a lawyer. I'm a philosopher. I don't think I could look over particular patents, but my intuitions are if an outfit, you know, holds so many patents, that there's a likelihood that they'd be in a position to.
Fair enough. And one more question for you.
Yeah.
As I look this stock over, we're talking about a company that's worth in excess of $45 billion today. So this has been a very large and successful company over time. Do you think the stock could actually double here? What would it take for this company to add on almost $45 billion more of market value?
Gosh, I'm not sure.
All right. Well, I want to pin down on that and suggest that that's the important question. Leroy, I'm going to thank you for bringing this company to our attention. However, I'm going to say we need a little bit more from you in order to hand you that full ball cap.
Indeed. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, sir. And that wraps up this week's game of Sell Me a Stock. We talked about American Superconductor. We talked about Anheuser-Busch and Canon. If you want to sell us on your stock on an upcoming show, give us a call. 866-NPR-FOOL is the number, 866-677-3665. And if you want to listen to this game or any past Motley Fool Radio shows, you can listen online at fool.npr.org.